So Brenda's going to give a little talk this morning on her story. So
through the week.
Yeah.
Get a little closer, right on the mic.
Okay. Well, he mentioned this to me last night. He said, save the best for last. I said, no. Because this is short and sweet. Because I feel like I have been blessed because I was born into a family that took me to church. We went Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday nights. And so I was about 12 years old when I asked Christ into my heart. Grew up in church all my life. Small church like this one, because our church started out as a split from a church, and but it grew and it grew, and now they're having two services in their church. It's just a little country church too, but they're growing so that they have two services, and that's over in the town of York, South Carolina, and some of my family still goes there. I was the prodigal child, I guess. I moved away. I moved to the big city of Rock Hill, so I go to Catawba Baptist now. But anyhow, been in church all my life. God gave me, he blessed me with a Christian husband. We've been able to raise two children that both love the Lord. We've got four grandchildren, but three have accepted Christ, and the other one's only 15 months old, so we'll give her a little while. We have grown in the church, and I just recently, well, about 4 years ago, retired from work from a company that I know y'all all familiar with because I saw it down the road, Sears and Roebuck, but worked for them for 41 years. And when I retired, I said, I want to be a service to other people. And so the church took me up on that. I have really been busy. Briggs will say you got to back off a little bit sometimes, but but that's what I wanted to do with my time. I wanted to be a service to others, so that's what we've been doing. And I've not only in my church, but I help volunteer for. We have a group called Christian Women Job Corps in Rock Hill, and that's where Debbie is the director, and it's to help ladies get back on their feet after going through some hard times. Not only financially, but spiritually, emotionally, the whole nine yards. And so I volunteer there, and that's been a blessing. So that's how I have spent my last 4 years of since I retired.
Okay. How did you end up coming on this mission trip?
I go to church with Debbie and Ray, and that's all I heard about for a year was this church. So we had to, they put out a notice, who would like to come, who would like to experience this, and so we did. So, and we really have truly experienced a great time here. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Brenda. Pass it on.